Leonardo DiCaprio, with Robert De Niro slated to play Marcello. However, that film can tell only a small portion of the whole story of JFK's murder. This book provides a much fuller account and provides the supporting documentation backing it up. Credibility is always important in evaluating information about JFK's murder and in deciding which books or revelations to believe. Because I have presented documented information from credible sources, buttressed by independent corroboration, my work has received more mainstream press coverage than most books documenting a conspiracy in JFK's murder. This includes appearing numerous times on CNN and in television documentaries about my work produced by a division of NBC News for the Discovery Channel, and by German public television. Those organizations have been able both to verify the authenticity of the declassified files I showed on those programs and to interview some of my key sources. Other coverage has come from hundreds of newspapers, magazines, radio stations, and television stations in this country and others. Moreover, I aided the staff of the presidentially appointed JFK Assassination Records Review Board in the 1990s, identifying important government files that were not being turned over to the board by U.S. agencies as the law required. Many of the key disclosures in this book came from more than 24 key associates of John and Robert Kennedy, interviewed by me and by my original research collaborator, radio and television commentator Tom Hartman. I then found or helped get declassified files that verified their accounts. In addition, my research was aided by many of the best writers, historians, and former government investigators in the field, many of whom are cited throughout the book and all of whom are named in this book's extensive acknowledgments. For 25 years, I have been building on their work and advancing the findings of the 5 government investigating committees that came after the Warren Commission. I spent most of that time working full-time on the case, and this book is the first compact culmination of all that research. In response to requests from readers, the print version of this book features an annotated bibliography, making it easy for readers to refer to the books, articles, and documents used as source material. When I began researching the case in 1988, I started with no preconceived conclusions and looked at the evidence against all the individuals and organizations that some considered suspects. Focusing on credible sources, information, and documentation for which there is independent corroboration, and that have stood the test of time, led me to new discoveries and to a cohesive story of what really happened to President Kennedy. The final result of that research is in this book. Since 1966, dozens of carefully researched and well-documented books have thoroughly debunked every aspect of the Warren Commission's conclusion and process, often using the Commission's own evidence as well as information that was withheld from the Commission. The most recent books to do so are 2005's Breach of Trust by noted historian Gerald D. McKnight and A Cruel and Shocking Act, veteran New York Times reporter Philip Sheenan's 2013 book about the Warren Commission. Chapter 2 of The Hidden History of JFK's Assassination debunks some of the Warren Commission's most glaring errors, but the rest of the book focuses primarily on telling the documented story of what led to the murder of John F. Kennedy as simply and concisely as possible. The Hidden History of JFK's Assassination first gives a brief overview of the overwhelming amount of evidence for a conspiracy in JFK's murder. It then describes the Warren Commission's 1964 conclusion about JFK's murder, largely adopted by authors such as Bill O'Reilly, Vincent Bugliosi, Gerald Posner, and Stephen King, and shows how that conclusion is demonstrably wrong. It also presents well-documented information that will show accused assassin Lee Oswald in a whole new light for most readers. After revealing new information about the FBI's Camtex operation and Carlos Marcello, this account begins the chronological story of Marcello's rise to power.